This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Hello, everyone. My name is Bobby Dooley. I'm president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, and you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
I'm Steve, your husband, and you're listening to the Phil Hendry Show.
And thank you, Bobby and Steve. This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, and this is Southern California Lifestyles. Bobby?
Right you are, Phil. This is the portion of your program where we understand that most people can't live in Southern California, and because you can't, we let you know what it's like by showing you a lot of the fun that we have, even though you can't have any.
Now, today we're going to be talking about how your family has purchased gas masks and Cipro. Is that right?
That's right. All ahead on Southern California Lifestyle.
All right, enough with the music. Bobby, you and Steve, you were talking to Mike earlier. You have purchased gas masks, and you were, I guess, following a lot of this stuff going on in Florida, weren't you?
You know, Phil, Steve's here right now, but...
Not here.
We really were kind of, I really shouldn't say this, but we were a little bit amused looking at the people in Florida panicking. Yes, we did get our masks last month. It was the first thing we did. So we're fine, and Steve and I had a good laugh.
A lot of people are panicking.
And we shouldn't say this.
What do you mean you had a good laugh?
You know, I really shouldn't say that, and I didn't mean to laugh, but it was difficult not to. All the people running around, scared over what turned out to be really just one very tragic death. But the rest of it was silly. And the other thing that I think it was kind of amusing, we went out and got our gas masks and our Cipro over a month ago. We also converted our billiard room. And Steve, you can speak to this.
We got a billiard room like a bomb shelter.
Right. Our billiard room now is a hazmat shelter, Phil.
And your billiard room's a bomb shelter?
It's not really a bomb shelter, is it, Steve?
No, that's hazardous material shelter.
Yeah, our billiard room is now a hazardous material shelter. And by closing off our French doors from the breezeway between our family room and the pool area, we do also have HEPA filters.
You know what a HEPA filter is, Phil?
I'm sorry?
You know what a HEPA filter is?
I don't know what a HEPA filter is. Those new filters you put on vacuum cleaners?
That's right. So we have HEPA filters in our billiard room and in the butler's pantry. So we are prepared. We also use a Eureka cyclonic vacuum. So we are prepared, Phil, because, and I thought for fun I'd pick up a list of potential bioagents used by terrorists, and we sat around the other night in the billiard room looking at the list. And
well, what do you mean for fun? You're looking at a list of potential bioagents used by terrorists, and you think that's fun?
You know, Phil, it was really a bad choice of words.
Not really fun, but we have our gas masks, not worried.
Yeah, it's not. We have our gas masks, okay, and we have our Cipro.
And well, look, for people who don't know what Cipro is, that's what you take. That's the antibiotic you take to neutralize the anthrax?
That is correct, and we're well-stocked with that. And we, like I say, our billiard room, which can lock from the breezeway, which is near our gazebo, and our guests. But listen to this. Steve, did you see this?
Yeah, a couple of them are really weird.
Ebola river fever, smallpox, leprosy, E. coli, toxic shock syndrome, Legionnaire's disease, AIDS. These are the things that a lot of these bioterrorists, they say, can throw at us. And I was just kind of having a little bit of a laugh with my husband.
You know, you've said a laugh about five times now. You and your husband had a laugh.
We really shouldn't laugh. It's not really...
We're sorry. We didn't mean to laugh.
Well, what are you guys laughing at? I mean...
Do you have a gas mask?
No, I do not have a gas mask. I didn't turn my billiard room into a bomb shelter either.
He doesn't have a gas
mask. Well, I don't know.
Well, I don't mean to laugh. It's just that we're very well prepared, and most people aren't. And it's amusing, okay? And I'm sorry. And I shouldn't say this.
Just give us a laugh, Bill.
What gives you a laugh?
It's funny to see all the people running around panicking over the anthrax.
You think that's funny?
I think it's funny only from the standpoint that they don't have their gas masks and they're running around and they're running, you know, it's really...
You gotta see those people, it's pretty funny.
Phil, have you seen some of the...
Well, I don't know what's funny about it. Let me give the phone number.
No, but have you seen some of the bioterror bug stuff? Because It can really mess you up.
Then, yeah, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry here with Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. I just have kind of a problem with you guys, Bobby and Steve, saying that you're amused by everybody panicking.
It is amusing. Did you see some of the bioterror stuff? I forget which magazine it is, but it's the one that you get.
Land and Report.
Yeah, it's a military magazine, and they had a report on some of this bioterror stuff. It could really mess you up. And
boy, you see this one, Phil. You look at this picture, Bob.
I don't know what you guys are looking at.
Look at this picture. This is a bioterror bug, Phil, that literally makes the skin melt off of your skull, like at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Here's another one.
Look at, guys, if you don't mind, this is very scary for people to hear, okay?
I understand.
All right. You have your gas masks. You have your Cipro. You have your bomb shelter. A lot of people are scared of this stuff, okay?
I understand, Phil.
I mean, for you to come on and go, look at this. Wow, look at this bioagent makes your... What did you say?
They say the skin melts off of your skull, and you're still alive.
Isn't that weird?
Oh, God.
Hello?
Look, it's not the kind of thing that you talk about as if you're discussing the Kentucky Derby or what kind of flowers you're going to be planting this spring, all right? It's not a curiosity. It's not a polite conversation. This is deadly, serious business.
Phil, I am aware of that, but it's not going to happen to us. Because we do have our Cipro and our gas masks. And what I'm hearing, Phil, is a little bit of resentment that Steve and I were forward-thinking enough that we do live in a gated community where a lot of our delivery men and people who come in from the outside are checked for open sores. Now, a lot of the people, and we have our Cipro, and...
All right, so you protect yourselves. You have your Cipro, you have your gas masks. And what do you mean the delivery men are checked for open sores? You talk at the gate where you live?
At the gate.
At the security gate, Phil.
What are they doing?
They tell you to have leprosy.
A lot of the people who come in from out of town live, our delivery men and our domestic help, live in parts of town where there may be,
Leprosy.
And
there hasn't been any leprosy in America ever, except on the Hawaiian Islands.
Well, anyone who drives a delivery van into Western Estates, all of the gardeners and all of...
Did you hear what I said, though? No leprosy in this country. We have a leper colony on the Hawaiian Islands. And are you trying to tell me that you're checking delivery men and domestic help and gardeners, like the guy who drives the Arrowhead water van, for leprosy?
It's just really interesting. But really, so all of the gardeners and all the domestic help are checked at the gate.
Oh, man.
For open lesions, running, weeping sores, and...
Oh, God. I gotta take a phone call, okay?
I don't know why you're angry at us just because we have our Cipro. We're protected by gas masks, HEPA filters, Cipro. You know, lighten up.
Yeah, lighten up. You guys are protected. What about me? What about my family? What about the rest of us?
You snooze, you lose.
What?
You snooze, you lose.
You snooze, you lose.
That's right. You know, the early bird catches the worm.
Here is Lori on the Phil Henry Show. Hello, Lori.
Hi,
ma'am.
I just want to direct my comments to these people on the other line.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I live in Tampa, but I'm from New York originally.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, if someone, if someone like you were involved in New York, probably half the people there would not be alive that were alive from the disaster. How could you be so selfish? And make fun of people that maybe don't have the time that you jackasses have to look at every possibility. How could you make fun of people?
You know, Lori,
I mean, we're supposed to all be united together. You should be really ashamed of yourself.
We are united. We are united.
Yeah, the two of you are united. That's the problem. And people like you are the reason why this country fell apart at some point.
That's the
me,
whole
me,
thing.
Me. You know, when your husband is chiming back there, you know, you guys think that this is a joke, and
what
you probably don't have the stuff, the character that people need to make this country go forward. You're disgraceful. You're disgraceful as Americans.
No, wait a minute.
You shouldn't be making fun. You guys are protected. Phil is right. What about everybody else with their family and with their children and people that have to work maybe 10, 12 hours a day that can't go out and get all these ideas out of their head? I mean, really, it's wrong of you to think that way.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, we've heard you
right,
say
pal.
You snooze, you lose a million
That's
times.
That's okay, pal, because you'll be lying somewhere and nobody will come help you out.
Look at
because
Lori,
of your
Lori,
attitude.
Lori,
I'm
this
sure
is
you two have a lot of friends.
Lori,
too.
This is Bobby. All you have to do is go to Sharper Image and get a HEPA filter. Okay? The gas masks, I don't know if you'd be lucky enough for. But you have to admit, when you see people running around, it's really funny.
What's funny about looking at panicked human beings? What's funny about that?
Wait,
I wish I could go to the...
Are you like part of this Bin Laden network?
What?
And you make fun of people that are in
states
or in harm's state?
She's
I mean,
making a good
what
point.
Side are you on?
She's
are you part of these like radical groups that are like screwed up?
You think I work for Bin Laden? As,
who knows
Bin
what
Sama?
You do? The bottom
Bin
line
Sama.
Is you're not like a resourceful American,
mm-hmm.
which America needs
mm-hmm.
right now.
Mm-hmm.
You're making fun. You mentioned
mm-hmm.
six times in your conversation
mm-hmm.
that you found humor. Humor, humor, humor. You know what's humor? Jerry
no.
Seinfeld.
If you
a good
really
show on TV. Not making fun of people because they don't have a gas mask.
And what good is a lady, what good is it going to do if she
out.
Gets a HEPA filter?
If she stands really close to her HEPA filter, she might be all right without a gas mask. Have you got a HEPA filter, Lori?
First of all,
Lori,
I don't go to Sharper Image. I go online, and if I need a
oh,
gas
man.
Mask, I'll go online and get one.
Snooze,
I don't think
lose.
You guys even have a computer
mm-hmm.
the way the two of you
mm-hmm.
now.
Okay, look, thank you, Lori, for your call. Are you guys making fun?
No, we're not, Phil.
Then why does your husband keep saying you snooze, you lose?
Don't do that anymore, Steve.
Well, it's true. If you snooze, you lose.
Yeah, I got that already. I don't want to hear it anymore. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley, who are gleeful over the fact that they've got their Cipro, they've got their gas masks, they've converted their billiard room into a hazmat shelter. Because the, let me read this, the French doors that lead out to the breezeway between the family room and the pool have been reinforced. And they found everybody running around frightened over the anthrax stuff in Florida yesterday. They thought that was very amusing. Steve, what have you got to say for yourself?
You snooze, you...
Yeah, lose. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, just don't say if you snooze, you lose, okay?
So we are trying to simply say, you're right, it's not funny to laugh at people who are panicking, but how do we resist when we know we're fully protected and they're not?
How about saying something like, God, I feel bad for those people, they should know. First of all, there isn't an anthrax scare. The FBI said it's a criminal investigation, yes, but there's no link to terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you mean, What does that mean?
Well, Phil, I don't...
What are you yelling at my wife for? You snooze, you lose.
If you say you snooze, you lose one more time, I'm going to hang up on both of you.
Well, Steve thinks it's funny.
Well, it's not funny. I've heard that a million times. You snooze, you lose.
What an asshole.
Yeah, that's me. You got it, Steve. Here's Trina on the Phil Henry Show. Trina, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I would just like to make a comment here,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
I work for a very large
mm-hmm.
environmental supply company,
mm-hmm.
okay? And you guys are completely
mm-hmm.
clueless.
Mm-hmm.
Clueless, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anthrax, first of all, is
clueless.
Odorless.
What do you mean
tasteless,
clueless?
Okay?
Mean?
It's
losers
odorless, tasteless, and smellless, okay? You cannot detect it.
Yeah, but the gas mask sucks it out before
okay,
it...
Okay, I want to know something. Did you buy bunny suits?
I'm sorry?
Did you buy Tyvek bunny suits?
What do you mean a bunny suit? Wasn't that some kind of a gay thing?
Okay, well, excuse me. Maybe if you
mm-hmm.
knew your information, then
right.
you would know that if you
mm-hmm.
want you to protect mm-hmm. yourself against a chemical or biological attack, that you do need a bunny suit. Because if that gets on your skin,
what do you mean
that
by
will
a...
kill you also.
You're not
okay.
talking about, you're not actually talking about a rabbit costume.
No.
No, I'm not talking, if you did your research like you think you know so much, then you would know that.
We have HEPA filters.
That won't do it, honey. How do you know?
How do you know? We went down and talked to Bill Partridge.
I work for a very large environmental company, okay, that supplies the New York City Police Department, Washington, D.C., the FBI, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I know my information. Thank you very much.
Well, I don't know.
Hold on for a minute. We just lost her. Hold on for just a second here,
sure,
Trina.
Sure.
The Dooley's, you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What were you saying?
The man at the hardware store told us that they were the right. I have a size 9 head.
So he fitted your mask fine. So what?
My head's bigger.
Let me tell you something.
Your head's bigger.
You need to research further.
Well,
yes.
Have you seen what? Yes. I can't hear her. What did she say?
All right, Trina. Anyway, we're losing Trina a little bit because there's so many cell phones and crap going on. 1-800-449-8686. Tisha, hi. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hello.
Well, I just said we got fitted for our gas mask.
Go ahead, Tisha.
Okay. I want to know if y'all so protected. Don't you know tuberculosis is an airborne virus, right?
We have gas masks.
But do you wear them when you talk to everybody?
Yeah, for the most part. I'm wearing one right now.
You guys are wearing them now.
I'm on my own right now. What do you think? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Tisha. This is Steve Dooley. I'm wearing my gas mask now.
You got one on right now.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure y'all don't wear one 24/7. And,
uh-huh.
You know, you can't be protected from everything.
Right.
And, like, if you go to the doctor right now and the doctor tell you you have cancer, you don't think you're going to run and panic?
I'm going to do what?
Will you take that mask off?
I'm sorry. I'm going to do what?
Do you think you won't run and panic if the doctor tell you you have cancer? Or if the doctor tell you that you have 24 hours to live?
We can't get cancer because we wear a gas mask.
24/7.
I don't know what she means, 24.
All the time,
24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Do you wear a gas mask all the time?
Pretty much, yeah. We sleep in it. Sometimes Steve puts on his gas mask. I got to tell you, it's really interesting, Tisha. Have you ever had sex with a guy wearing a gas mask?
No.
It's wild. Except when he's doing, you know, that other thing. Then it gets in the way. Because he's...
We don't need to hear about this, do we?
Right.
We don't need to hear about this, do we?
I think that's a little too cultural,
a little personal?
Freaky for me.
Yeah,
first of all, I ain't even finna talk to a man wearing a gas mask.
No, I'm thinking
he got something that he need to keep to himself.
Say that again.
Take off your mask, Steve.
I'm sorry, what did the lady say?
I said, first of all, I'm not gonna talk to a man that's wearing a gas mask because I feel like he got something that he really need to keep to himself.
Well, the thing is when you...
When Steve has on his gas mask, he has two hoses. You know what I'm talking about, Tish.
A what?
And so many people are...
She's being crude and rude and absolutely disgustingly unacceptable. Tisha, thank you, dear, for your call, okay? I think you make a very good series of points.
Thank you. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, dear. What are you trying to do?
I was trying to lighten the mood.
You guys have been doing nothing but trying to lighten the mood since I got you on the air here. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Should have seen all the people worried about the anthrax and all that crap. Irma, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
These people obviously do not know what they're talking about because I agree with the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to walk around with your gas mask all day? Because
Why
that's
not?
What you're going to have to do.
You have to be prepared.
So if you go to the supermarket and somebody, you know, blows anthrax into the air, are you going to wear your gas mask to the supermarket?
Yes, Irma. And won't
and you've been wearing that?
Won't you feel stupid when you don't have yours on and they tell you you've got leprosy?
Now, what are you talking about, leprosy? You people are obviously ill-educated from what you're talking about. And you know what? You guys strike me as the type of people that would probably find it very amusing to call something in, you know, to create terror among people and sit there and laugh because you're that illiterate.
Are you talking about making a prank phone call?
Yeah, well, you figured it out.
Wow, you guys are geniuses.
Aren't they?
We could do a prank phone call.
No, we don't want you to do a prank phone call.
No, but you strike me as the type of stupid, illiterate people that would do something like that.
Thank you.
Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
One of three supermarket tabloid employees who were exposed to anthrax returned to work Thursday while investigators awaited test results that might help them find the source of the bacteria that killed one of her co-workers. The 35-year-old woman is back at work taking her medication. The other guy, do we know what his name is? He's not symptomatic, right? There was one man killed, and there are two people exposed. One is at work, and the other, I guess, is being treated. FBI says no link to terrorism. What do you got? What's the end result? What are you looking at the end of the day? A whole lot of paranoia. The damage done, relatively small damage done. I mean, in the 1970s, there was a thing called Legionnaire's disease. You guys probably don't remember because you're not old enough, but this Legionnaire's disease was killing American Legionnaires at a convention, an American Legion convention somewhere in Pennsylvania. I think it was in Philadelphia. And guys who had been to this convention got this disease. And no matter how weird that got, nobody thought it was bioterrorism or anything more than some unusual occurrence. The same with toxic shock syndrome. How many of you remember toxic shock syndrome? I don't hear anybody ever talking about that being biological terrorism, but it was weird and it was different, and they finally got a handle on that. I don't know. The police believe that this is a criminal event, but we said it yesterday, and we said it the day before, and we said it before anybody else wanted to say it. It wasn't terrorism. Not terrorism associated with the Middle East. And you know what? I'm going to keep saying it. I don't care if it's not cool. I don't care if you'd rather be afraid. You listen to this show, nobody's going to bullcrap the kid. I think we've been laying out some fairly accurate observations. We've been laying out observations concerning the propagandizing of this event by the Taliban, the propagandizing of this event by Osama bin Laden, the obvious fear that he is living in, the challenging words that he feels emboldened to use after we've attacked but didn't have the guts to say them before. All of this is a pattern. The FBI says it has a credible threat of some kind of terrorist attack over the next few days. Now, this is obviously coming from the over 600 people, or one of, or two of, or a handful of the over 600 people that they have detained here in this country, or I don't know how many others internationally. So they're getting information from people. They're getting information from people, and these individuals are telling them that something is or was planned for the next few days, and the FBI is telling us, well, here you go. Here's some information. Because if something happened and we didn't say anything, then you'd be all over us like white on rice because we didn't say it. Was it specific? No. What's the chances of it happening? One of the guys interviewed, one of the sources at the FBI said, I wouldn't bet the farm on it. But, the information we have is that there could be a terrorist attack sometime in the next few days. So we're letting you know. So you guys won't turn around and look at us a week from now or 2 weeks from now, like the one lady said last hour, said, why didn't they say something? They dropped the ball. Well, they don't want to drop the ball anymore. They have a reason to believe there may be more attacks soon. 1-800-449-8686. Beginning Monday, October 15th, thephilhenryshow.com launches its new subscription service, Phil Henry Streamlink. With Phil Henry Streamlink, you're going to get an opportunity to listen anytime you like to any Phil Henry show from the last 30 days. That's over 60 hours of audio a week, 400% more than ever offered before. For the first time ever, pick from Windows Media or Real Audio Format. 15 hours a week of live streaming of the Phil Henry Show delivered to your computer in high quality, crystal clear audio, 250% better than we have ever offered before. Plus, daily highlights so you can catch up quickly with the latest developments in Phil's world. Exclusive content, Phil's greatest moments. They're all here. Plus, we'll be posting exclusive audio clips every week. Only $6.95 a month for Phil Henry's Streamlink. That's only six. That's only $6.95. I'm kidding. It's only $6.95 a month. I'm sure the guy goes, that's only one. It's only $5 a month. $6.95 a month. So visit philhenryshow.com, P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E, show.com. You'll be glad you did. Hold on for a minute. I don't want to take any calls right now. I just want to keep rapping. The cause of America is, in a great measure, the cause of all mankind. Who do you think said that? You got it, Thomas Paine. Nobody got it. The cause of America is the cause of all mankind. And what that means is, if this country goes down the toilet, that's it. The whole shooting match is over. Civilization has been making some fairly decent strides over the last, I don't know, hundreds of years. I mean, every time some despot came along, every time some dirtbag came along, he seemed invincible for a while, as Gandhi said, but they always lost, and civilization moved forward. But you got to rise to the challenge, and every time some crap like this happens, you got to rise to the challenge. But if this country goes south, then we got nothing else. That's the end. Then the Dark Ages begin. Then the nuclear winter. Call it what you want. But as long as we're around, the rest of the world's got a fighting chance. And I said it yesterday. Hitler said today, Germany, tomorrow, the world. The communists said it'll be a worldwide workers' revolution. And now Osama bin Laden saying the whole thing is going down the toilet. It's all going to pay TV. It's Islam forever, booby. And so we got to step up and we got to do what we got to do. And like I was saying, there's going to be some defeats and there's going to be some bad things and there's going to be some body bags. Now you better get ready for that. And it's going to last a hell of a lot longer than 1 month. That's what the man said. And that's life during wartime, because we're a country at war. You can call it whatever you want. We are now a country at war. And if it looks like we're dropping a whole bunch of bombs on poor, defenseless people, what do you think happens September the 11th? So far, latest word is some civilians have died. The Afghan Taliban government is calling about 100 Afghan. We can't confirm that. Well, that's 100 versus about 6,000. So if you think the bombs that are falling on Afghanistan are just another imperialist exercise, you remember what happened on September the 11th, because I think a lot of people are just kind of blocking it out of their minds a little bit, like they're just going back to business as usual in America, and that's just not the way it's going to be. Now, as far as this bioterrorism thing that people have been spending so much time talking about, you heard what I just said. They got no link to terrorism. They have a criminal investigation. They got one man dead, two people, and in one of the people, they found exactly one anthrax spore in his nose. One. I bet you didn't know that. Yeah, you didn't know that, did you? You thought the guy, he probably had a whole freaking anthrax colony living up there. They found one. Well, you wouldn't know it, would you? Because of half the crap that you're listening to on the radio, telling you everything but the truth. One 800 449 8686 Phil Henry Show. Here's Randy. Randy?
Yes, sir. I believe that you know, this whole anthrax deal, you know, like you said, a lot of it's just hype based around the media. A lot of people are overreacting. My grandparents went through the Depression and through World War II, and I mean, you know, it's just they had to live their lives. You know, they had to get done what needed to get done. This past Sunday, you know, when we started our attacks in Afghanistan, there's all, you know, everybody gets all upset and everything. And my wife was even asking, you know, should we drive to Disney property? Should we go ahead and have dinner, you know, anniversary dinner? And I told her, I said, that's exactly what the terrorists want. They want for Americans
to go to Disneyland. What did they want you to do? Go to Disneyland or not go to Disneyland?
I told her, they want us all on bended knee, not to go to Disneyland, not to live our lives, you know, to like cringe in some corner.
Right.
And for like every little thing that goes on that the press, you know, wants to blow up in our faces, you know, to think that it's another major plague.
I know. You know, I was saying before, it was the day before September 11th. It was September 10th. I said probably one of the worst things that's ever happened to this country is CNN. And then the event of September 11th, the day of the 11th of September happened. And I said, well, this is when news can do us some good. You know, this is when a 24-hour news service can really do us some good. And they really were doing us some good there the first few days. Well, now they're back into their usual mode again. There they go, baby. For a while there, it was really nice. They were giving us the goods, giving us the information, giving us what we needed to know, telling us what was happening at Ground Zero, telling us about the different. Now they're back to their old speculating. Now we ain't getting jack, but a whole lot of cats cramming up a lot of airtime with a lot of... I even heard good old Paula this morning there on CNN saying, I hate to keep harping on this anthrax thing. You know, and she keeps asking the same questions over and over again. Until you just want to go ahead, forget about Bin Laden getting me, man. I'm just going to go ahead and get the old shotgun out of the closet. Here's Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Phil, how you doing?
Fine.
Okay, good. Good to hear you. I'm a listener from Miami. I enjoyed and was turned on by a friend local here in Miami, and I'm so glad to hear you once again.
Thanks.
I'm glad you're syndicated, and I just happened to be turning through the stations, and I heard the brilliance and charm of what you do. It's so good to hear you once again, and especially in a time like this, you made my night.
Well, thanks, pal.
Okay, Phil.
All right. See
Take
you later. Okay. That was Osama bin Laden calling in, and he wanted to let you know. Okay, here is Chris on the Phil Henry Show. Chris?
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
How are you?
Fine.
You know, I've been listening to you, and most of the things you've been saying, I do agree with, except one. You're talking about this incident in Boca, Florida, about this is not terrorism, when the crop dusting plane...
I'm just quoting the FBI.
Yeah, but do you really believe that yourself? I mean...
Absolutely. They don't. Okay. The FBI said they have no link to terrorism.
Okay, here's something. Did you know that?
Now, I'm talking about Middle East terrorism. Some nut in America.
But did you find it kind of strange that less than 20 miles away from that where the heck was it? It wasn't a TV place. Where the anthrax was found? Where was that?
You're really informed, aren't you? You're about to lay the whole truth on me, but you're not sure where anything is.
It was in a magazine.
It was at American Media. It was a magazine publishing company.
Well, less than 20 miles away from that publishing company,
Are you sure?
Of the lead terrorists...
How many miles?
Tried to get one of those crop-dusting planes.
200 miles or 20 miles?
20 miles away.
You're sure?
Isn't that kind of strange?
Are you sure about that?
Well, I heard that on CNN about 2 days ago.
Well, I heard CNN just tell me 3 days ago that it was terrorism, and then they said they retracted it.
They retracted it because they have no proof, and maybe they're saying that because they're trying to maybe look naive in this situation. Maybe they're trying to look stupid.
That's a really good thing for a news channel to do, look dumb. All right, so it may be terrorism. Why?
Well, it may be terrorism because
why?
It's just kind of odd that all of a sudden anthrax is turning up out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere? Something? People have been talking about anthrax for at least the last 4 years.
They arrested
a couple of hicks in the middle of the country who were trying to get their hands on anthrax. I think one of them had.
But no one has come down with any symptoms until recently. Isn't that kind of strange?
Yeah, you sound like just the kind of guy who would link it to terrorism. I can hear the kind of squeaking panic in your voice.
You know what,
Chris? Here it is. It is terrorism, man. And you're next.
Stay home this weekend.
Stay home this weekend. They're coming for you, man.
I work in big places with lots of people.
Well, you're in trouble. You're in big trouble. Because they can put it into the... They're going to put it up in the air conditioning duct. You're going to suck it in on your coffee break, and that's it.
It's just kind of strange.
I know. If I were you, I'd be worried.
Well, I'm not trying. You busted my nuts, but...
Well, why shouldn't I?
All you're doing
is you're coming up with it's kind of strange and it's coincidental and all of this baloney.
Well, I just wanted to see if you heard the same thing that I heard. I might not be 100% right, but I honestly did hear that on either CNN or MSNBC, one of the two. And I thought that was kind of strange. Less than 20 miles away.
20 miles away what?
20 miles away from that facility where the anthrax turned up. I don't know their names. They all sound the same to me. The lead terrorist that crashed his plane.
Yeah.
Into the building. He tried to get a crop duster 20 miles away from that building.
You know when he tried to get that crop duster?
Where?
You know when he tried to get it?
When?
About 8 months ago. So let me ask you this. What is a guy who inquired about a crop duster 8 months ago doing in Boca putting this stuff on a guy's keyboard when he's been dead since September the 11th?
Well.
Yeah, okay. They'll put it on your toilet roll there, Chris, and then you're going to wipe your ass with it. Then where are you going to be? You'll have ass-thrax. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. All right. This is it. Here's Bill on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Henry. I just wanted to say that when you step out of your comedic routine and you get serious and you have people call on your show, it might be a little bit nice if you didn't take yourself so seriously at that point and maybe let other people speak.
I think I'm going to. Without putting the mute button on them just because you don't like what they're saying. No, it's just that they're stupid.
Well, you see, you say they're stupid, but you don't listen to what they're saying.
No, they're boring, too. Like, you know, for instance, this is a radio show that I got to keep moving ahead, and I've got to keep it moving forward. And you may think what you're saying is the most important stuff in the world, but I'm the ultimate judge of that.
Not everybody's as well-spoken as you are.
I understand it, and they don't belong on the radio. And they don't belong on the radio. They do not belong on the air.
Well, because of the lack of public education teaching social speaking, that means nobody should call your program then.
No, it's just the inability to speak. It's just their inability to get a thought out.
I understand that, but people are trying when they call your show.
Well, then let them call Romper Room or something, man. I am not. This is not a school. This is a radio show. I understand that, but it's a public forum for you, right? It's an entertainment vehicle.
And
you right now, Bill, whether you know this or not, are an actor on the stage with me for the greater entertainment of a listening audience that does not call.
And I can appreciate
you are part of 2% of the audience that actually takes part in calling the show. So I got to use that to best advantage.
I can understand that, but let me just make one point. If the average person calling could make a logical sounding point in your program, that would be for the better benefit of your listening audience.
That would be a miracle.
If they're not as nervous, they're going to speak better and sound more well-spoken.
I disagree.
Maybe you make them make sense.
I disagree. I have to make a quick split-second judgment on that stuff. And I make the split-second judgment sometimes that they don't belong on the air. Now, I've had you on for the last minute.
I'm surprised I'm on this long, to be honest with you.
Thanks for calling. Now, anyway... No, he was very well-spoken. He made a very good point. Taking myself seriously, maybe I do. Maybe I got a pole so far up my ass that the flag's waving in my eyes, in my beautiful blue eyes. But I got to do what I got to do. A man's got to do what he's got to do. Ain't that right, Wyatt?
Well, that's one way of putting it.
All right, with that, we're going to remind you to visit our website, philhenryshow.com, for Phil Henry's stream link. On Monday the 15th, we inaugurate our subscription aspect to the program, live streaming, 400% more than ever offered before, 60 hours a week, any Phil Henry show from the last 30 days, an amazing, amazing archive of material as well. It's been up on Napster, it's been up on all kinds of sites. Now it's just going to be up on our site, and you can have it. Join us, philhenryshow.com.